Listening Library presents The Mysterious Benedict Society and the Perilous Journey by Trenton Lee Stewart, read for you by Del Roy. Lemon Juice Letters and Key Disappointments. On a bright September morning, when most children his age were in school fretting over fractions and decimal points, a boy named Rennie Muldoon was walking down a dusty road. He was an average-looking boy, with average brown hair and eyes, legs of average length, nose an average distance from his ears, and so on. And he was entirely alone. Other than a falcon soaring high over the road, and a few meadowlarks keeping a low profile in the fields on either side, Rennie was the only living creature around. To an observer, Rennie might well have appeared lost and far from home, and, in fact, such an observer would have been half right. At least Rennie found it amusing to think so, for he had just determined that his present situation could be described entirely in terms of halves. He was half a day's drive from the suburbs of Stonetown, where he lived, half a mile from the nearest small town, and, according to the man who had given him directions, he had another half mile to go before he reached his destination. The most important thing, however, was that it had been half a year since he had seen his three closest friends. Rennie squinted against the sun. Not far ahead, the dirt lane went up a steep hill, just as the man in town had said it would. Beyond the hill, he should find the farm. And on that farm, he would find Kate Weatherall.